Hello and welcome to this episode of our cultural show about food from across the world. Today, we take you to Kenya for the discovery of matoke with Eric Muli.
I'm bringing today the meal called matoke. Matoke is a green banana stew. This meal originates from the western part of Kenya in the region called Kisii. And it's basically spread to the central and south. So you have the west, central, and south enjoying this meal. And so let's jump right in and see what it's about. So I'm going to start with the ingredients for this meal. It's a very simple dish to make. The recipe I'm going to give is going to be for a serving of 4 to 5 people, and basically takes about 40 minutes to prepare. And so you find that you need 10 green bananas. These are the raw bananas, just the bananas right off before they ripen. So 10 green raw bananas, or what we call matoke, 1 kilogram of potatoes, 1 kilogram of arrowroots. And arrowroots is a form of tuber, you know, much like your sweet potato or cassava. So there's arrowroot as well. 2 medium ripe tomatoes, 2 onions, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, sunflower or vegetable oil, whichever you prefer, 1 tablespoon of Royco mchuzi mix. This is a mixed spice powder. It basically thickens the soup and makes it very tasty. 2 green chilies, 200 ml of water, and freshly chopped coriander for garnishing. So these are the ingredients we are going to work with today to bring this very healthy, very delicious meal that you can enjoy anytime. And so let's jump right onto it. Let's start with the green bananas. Smear your hands with some oil, right? The same oil that you use for cooking. And this is to prevent the sap from the bananas. The green bananas have a very sticky sap that is difficult to wash off even if it touches your clothes. So you smear your hands with bananas and peel the covers. Slice them into round, sizable pieces, all the while soaking them in cold water so that they don't turn black. You know, when they're exposed, they oxidize and turn black. So soak them in a bowl or pan of water. Peel the potatoes again, cutting them into sizable chunks so that and soaking them in water, same process. The same procedure for the arrowroots. Now you peel them back, cut them into sizable chunks, and soak them in water. All these things, once exposed, once the cover is off, will tend to oxidize, and so you soak them in the water to keep them fresh. So chop your tomatoes into small pieces or however you like. Chop your onions into small pieces again, and the chilies. And then we can begin. Put some oil in a pan or a bowl to cook. Bring the pan, the oil, heat up the oil, and then add your onions and stir fry until they are a golden brown color. Once they turn golden brown, then you can add your tomatoes and your chilies and your pepper if you like at this stage, and you let this vegetable mix to cook to a thick consistent pulp, right? You can add some little water if you wish. Then add the potatoes next, right? So you want to cook the potatoes first because they take a little bit longer to prepare. So add the potatoes and arrowroot at the same time into this pan mixture, and add water, a good amount of water that will help the potatoes to cook. Cover the dish, reduce the heat to a minimum, and allow the mixture to simmer for 10 to 15 minutes until the potatoes and arrowroots are medium cooked, right? So don't let them cook all the way at this stage, until they're medium cooked. And you can just slightly cut through them. This is because you still have other ingredients to add in, and you don't want it to turn into mushy and soggy at this stage. So once you have that medium cooked potato, medium cooked arrowroot, remember you already added your tomatoes and your chilies and pepper, then you can at this point add the bananas, right? So the bananas come in last, and because the bananas cook so fast, you need to constantly check on them because they cook really fast and you don't want them to break down. You know, you want them to just be biteable. So add the bananas, add some water to the mixture again as desired. And at this point, you can add the Royco Mchuzi mix, which is the mixed spice powder. You could also add some pepper, hot pepper for those who love chili. And basically cover the mix again with reduced heat and allow it to simmer for another 15 to 20 minutes. Keep on checking so that you ensure that the consistency of the potatoes and the arrowroots and the bananas is good, that none of them is overcooking. So once you have them well cooked and still intact and chewable, if you will, then you can basically have that mixture thicken, you know, let it bring it to a nice thick sauce, right? All around the potatoes, all around the arrowroots and green bananas, you have this rich, thick sauce, very tasty, that you have. And so some people also add meat to this dish, right? So you have your green bananas, potatoes and arrowroots and some meat, chunks of meat within it. So it really comes out well. You can experiment and put in some chunks of meat and see how that works out. Of course, you have to let the meat cook well as well. So once that simmers for the 20 minutes or so, then it is ready to serve, right? You can transfer this to a serving dish and then garnish the meal with the fresh coriander, right? So the coriander comes in after you have already put the food in the serving dish, just to give it that nice aroma and taste. You know, the coriander works some magic with that. And then you can serve this meal. It's best served while it's hot, accompanied by a cold glass of a soft drink or a glass of cold juice of your choosing. And there you have it. You have this well-balanced, very tasty meal that you enjoy and you kick back and you just excite the taste buds to the maximum. And so this is matoke. You know, it's a Kenyan and Ugandan meal at the same time. And so we love to enjoy it in East Africa.
It sounds so delicious. Thank you for this, Eric. We invite you guys, listen out there, to send us your recipes and we will be glad to share them here. Don't forget to follow us on our social media networks, African Media Association Malta. We also have a community radio that you can listen to on amamradio.com. Bye for now.